might be one reason why I got along so well.
No, Miss Bruce is very easy to get along with.
Oh, yeah, she is. Okay, now, let's get through these emails. And then we'll get off over here. I'll get that far and then we'll skip over some stuff. How about those animals that croak in the marshes?
Croak? Well, bullfrog or frog or toad.
Now, are toad and frog the same?
As far as I'm concerned, just another name for them.
Okay.
Sometimes they call a mushroom a toad, too. Mushroom.
Like a toad, okay. How about those little frogs that you just hear them in the springtime?
Just old frogs. Around here, when there's not enough rain, you'll hear them get out there making their racket.
Okay. How about these are insects now. The thing that flies around a light and tries to fly into it, when you grab onto it, it looks a little bit like a butterfly. It has powdery wings.
Termites. Flying ants.
No, these look a bit like butterflies. You know, in the
flying roaches?
No, I hope not. I wouldn't grab
them. Well, I mean, they've got flying roaches that fly up. And the other thing I see going through to the light, not fireflies.
Oh, what's a firefly?
They light up the tail ends on the front ends. One of the ends has a light like in them.
Do they have those out here?
I've seen them, but not for a long time.
How about the thing, you know, they get in your house, they lay eggs in old clothes. And they
termites?
And they can get your wool clothes.
Moths?
Yeah, do you ever have any of those out here?
Once in a while you'll see one, not two.
If you just had one, it'd be a
moth.
Okay. And how about, I just saw one today, I know they're here. It's a long, thin body thing. And it's got two wings on each side. Okay, and they're about that. So the wingspread's about that wide.
What, butterfly?
No. They got the wings that are transparent, sometimes they can hover. And a lot of times they'll get on a clothesline, they'll just sit there like that. And that's a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings that hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in...
You got me.
How about what kind of insects do you have there?
Mosquitoes.
Okay, now what's this thing just lives off eating these?
What? Not lizards.
No, it's an insect. It flies around. Some people say that when you see these, there's a sign that snakes are nearby.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, how about a
dragonfly?
Yeah.
I always think of that as being related to Japan, China. Oh, yeah. That way, not here.
You never seen them?
Oh, they big things.
Yeah.
They're real long and, yeah, I've seen them, but not for a long time.
I just haven't seen one today.
Were you in the wrong neighborhood?
Yeah, I was over by the, what's that place? Samantha Beach.
Oh.
I drove along here and stopped. And they were out there, all one. That's why I knew it was around.
But I haven't seen one in years. I don't go looking for them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. You ever heard those called anything else? Dragonfly?
No.
Mosquito?
Well, it's just a big mosquito to us. Mosquito of some kind.
Okay. How about stinging insects?
Bees?
Yeah, I like that. What else can you have out here? The ones that build...
Wasp.
All right, and if you have more than one wasp, you have...
You got a hive?
You got... Well, if you got one wasp and one wasp, you got two...
Two wasps.
Okay. And how about the type that builds a nest in the ground? They'll swarm over you. They're yellow and black striped. My old high school mascot, Georgia Tech's mascot.
Georgia Tech. The only thing I think of is horses, donkeys, and things like that.